Well, sorry for the delay. I had a very good meeting. I think it's now our second meeting here.
Yes, it is.
This afternoon, I just came from Vienna. I just came from Vienna from the Interior Minister Conference of the European Presidency. And, the Chief Prosecutor, Carla De Pont, I just had a very useful meeting together with our aides and with a deputy, principal deputy, high representative. And this is one of our regular exchanges of information to review the process and so it's a progress that Bosnia-Herzegovina, in particular also the Republic of Srpska, is making in cooperation with the ICDY. That all developments are taken very seriously, you can see in the decision of European Union, the Commission, to interrupt negotiations with Serbia and Montenegro, and of course we will see very closely that those things should not happen in Bosnia-Herzegovina, so we have to look very closely about the developments also in Bosnia and in specifically in the Republic of Srpska. I would say that we have no specific hints now that it's going to the Republic of Srpska, but I only hope that in this time now the question also in Serbia gets solved in a positive way, because I think it's also bad if the region is in this way making steps back on the road to Europe. And my main responsibility is to push this way to Europe in the best way we can do. And insofar, I would say we had some setbacks in our parliamentarian situation here with the reforms, and also the police reform is quite difficult, as we can see. But I hope that the question of the cooperation with ICDY is really like that, as it is announced also by the Prime Minister of the Republic of Srpska. And I'm quite happy that we have not a specific objection to that. Yeah. And so I think it is was a positive meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, High Representative. Yes, it is our regular and usual meeting we have. But today I'm here in Sarajevo because, as you know, I was participating in the seminar organized from these three NGOs from Serbia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, and Croatia. And I think it was important because the main point of discussion is truth. Truth and reconciliation. So it was interesting to listen also to the intervention of the prosecutor here, Vucevic, and President Kreso, and of course also Judge Schomburg, who spoke on behalf of the tribunal. So being here, of course, I cannot omit to have meeting now with General Chiarini, Commander EUFOR, General Weber, Commander NATO, and discussion is about fugitives, and in particular about Karadzic, because, as you know, I'm focusing with Belgrade, and I'm fighting with Belgrade to obtain Mladic, but I'm not forgetting that Karadzic is still also at large, fugitives. So what are the information we can collect or they have collect? And I must say I am on my hunger. It is no particular information. I would like to know if Karadzic is in Republika Srpska, if he's in Montenegro or in Serbia, and I don't know. I have absolutely no information. So I'm asking NATO and EUFOR to be more proactive, because I think that it is important that if Karadzic is not here, that they make a verification of such kind of rumors, so that I can divert my attention to another country. Of course, I met also the prosecutor, the chief prosecutor, discussing about cases, transfer of cases, and because, as you know, I was asking another 11 bis cases for a Srebrenica accused, Turbic, and we discussed the modalities of transfer of documents, and we hope that it is in the near future possible under the new law here to transfer our documents electronically, because they are kilos and tons of documents. Meeting with the High Representative, I can confirm what he said. We have not particular problems to solve, but still Republika Srpska cooperation with us. We hope that the new Prime Minister had, as he said publicly, he will provide full cooperation. We are still working on that. So it will be the next time I'm coming down that I can tell you more about if I'm satisfied or not. Of course, I need the support of the High Representative, and I think I have no problem with that. We will see. We will see if I need him also with the bond power or not. I hope not, because I know I don't want to use it, and I can understand that. Let's see. Let's hope that we are not asking for this particular instrument. Thank you very much.
But I just want to add that you know that this is one of the very rare fields.
Yes.
I have announced that I will use it.
Yes,
ICTY question.
Yes, I know. I know.
This is a particular.
If needed,
so
you are ready to.
That.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Are you happy to take two
or
three questions?
Yes.
Daria Šita Sučić, Reuters News Agency. Do you hope that Mladić will be handed over to the tribunal by June, before you address UN Security Council? This is the first question. And second is, what can you comment on Prime Minister Koštunica's denial of mid-April deadline to you, that he promised that deadline to you? And have you talked
to Mladic? Mladic for me is a big disappointment. A big disappointment with the Prime Minister, because he promised me, and not only me, but also Commissioner Olli Rehn, who called him in my presence when I was in Brussels, that by the end of April Mladic would be in The Hague. So you can imagine my disappointment. Prime Minister Koštunica is free to say what he wants. I insist and I confirm that it was a deliver of Mladic by the end of April. But I was this morning traveling here that he said that he did not promise to the international community. He did not mention me, he did not mention the commissioner, he mentioned international community. So, literally, it's true, it was not a public announcement to the international community. So, just in favor of that how can I say, diplomatic declaration. Now, of course, we are in a new episode of the Mladic story. The negotiation could continue, the talks of negotiation could continue 11th of May, as it was fixed. So the decision is not to continue the suspension of these talks, but the Commission on Iran said if Mladic in the meantime is transferred to The Hague, they will be able to continue. So my hope, though I am an optimist, prosecutor who is optimist, I don't know how long anymore, but I am, that Mladic could be transferred before the 11th of May. Let's see.
Shahaji Chamer, Associated Press Television. Madam Del Ponte, could you confirm, did you hear about this morning's operation in Belgrade, where...
Sorry, can you repeat me, because I have the
this morning, this morning operation by the Serb authorities in Belgrade on Mladic's house, in fact his son's house. Can you comment on that? And this is like 10th or 15th operation in Serbia regard to Mladic, and there was no results. Do you think these operations are ridiculous or funny, or what do you think?
2 weeks ago, they searched the apartment of the family of Mladic. 2 weeks ago. So I don't think that 2 weeks after it is possible to find something. So let me say that is just for the gallery. Unfortunately.
Damir Šivić, Televizija Bosne i Hercegovine. Gospođo Del Ponte, zašto tako rijetko govorite o Radovanu Karadžiću?
New translation.
What is?
Prevodi je.
Why you are so rarely speak about Karadžić?
You are right, but I'm not forgetting Karadžić, but I'm focusing on these weeks and months on Mladic. You cannot imagine how much work must be done. I'm not forgetting Karadžić, and somebody else in my office is doing that, is following that. But as soon as I have Mladic, and I hope next, we will put Karadžić as other priority. And I have other 4 fugitives, and I don't forget nobody. I want to have all 6 in The Hague before my mandate expired. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.